Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dontrell Haynes confronts his ex-girlfriend about a lottery ticket he claims she stole from him. She slams the front door in his face. He kicks down a side door and begins beating her, dragging her to the car, driving from Tennessee to Mississippi.
Nancy, the stolen lottery ticket was apparently worth $10,000, but the woman had not heard of the ticket until Haynes came to her home asking for it. After getting in the car, Haynes claimed they were going to, quote, shoot up someone's house and tucked a loaded gun into his waistband, but proceeded to drive south for over an hour before pulling over for gas.
Stopped at a gas station, the woman pretends to call her family, but really calls 911. Cops show up. Haynes tries to fight them, too. He's now booked on ag burglary, battery, and kidnap. Ashley Lopez hears a commotion, goes outside to see a crowd of people outside her Texas home, including several of her 11-year-old daughter's bullies and their parents. Lopez gets in an argument with another mom. A third mother gets in her car and runs over the two women. The crowd tries to help the women, but driver Penny Gomez speeds off, dragging both victims along with her.
According to witnesses, the mother of five was just trying to understand what was going on and de-escalate the situation. Nancy, the crowd was comprised of nearly 30 people, and with tensions running high, Lopez feared fighting would break out, and it did. Witnesses say Lopez knew Gomez, but knew of no reason that either woman would want to harm the other.
The other mom survives. Lopez pronounced dead on the scene. Gomez now charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A suspect wanted in connection with a fatal shooting at the Mall of America in December has been arrested in Georgia. Bloomington, Minnesota police say that the 17-year-old suspect was taken into custody in Decatur, Georgia, by federal and state law enforcement officials.
So today, thanks to the U.S. Marshals Service, Southwest Regional Fugitive Task Force in Georgia, Fulton County Sheriff's Office in Georgia, and DeKalb County Sheriff's Office in Georgia, Mr. Longstreet was arrested in Decatur, Georgia.
The suspect faces charges of second-degree murder and second-degree assault. Authorities have also announced that the teenage suspect's mother has been arrested in Golden Valley, Minnesota. She was charged with aiding and abetting the suspect for allegedly driving him to Georgia following the shooting. The suspect remains in custody in Georgia pending extradition to Minnesota. 19-year-old Jonte Hudson was killed in the December 23rd shooting at the Mall of America, the nation's largest shopping center located in Bloomington. A North Carolina utility says an electricity substation was damaged by gunfire, but that it caused no power outages. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Larry Teague, wife Charmel Teague, and Charmel Teague's son, Ramanya Bishop, were sentenced in the shooting death of Calvin Munnerlin on May 1, 2020. The three were convicted of first-degree premeditated murder, a crime that carries a mandatory punishment of life in prison without parole, following a trial that spanned several weeks.
Investigators believe the attack occurred around 3 a.m. Tuesday. The North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation was notified, and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force responded to conduct a parallel investigation. A Connecticut woman has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for suffocating her 8-year-old son and then setting their house on fire. Prosecutors say Karen Zilkowski killed her son Elijah in their Meridian home November 14, 2016, and then used tiki torch oil to set two fires. Rescuers could not resuscitate the boy, whose death was ruled a homicide by asphyxia. Zilkowski was arrested in October 2017 in North Carolina. She was sentenced to 4 decades in state prison for murder and 10 years for arson to be served concurrently. A Superior Court jury in New Haven found her guilty on both charges November 8, 2022. A married couple and their son convicted of first-degree premeditated murder in the fatal shooting of a security guard who demanded the woman's daughter wear a mask while shopping have been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
The damage comes after a gunfire attack on multiple substations in Moore County knocked out power to more than 45,000 customers for several days in early December. There have been no arrests in those shootings. Energy United says an alarm alerted it to an equipment problem at the substation in Randolph County, northeast of Charlotte. It says crews found damage to the substation from an apparent gunshot and that law enforcement had been notified.
43-year-old Munnerlin was shot at the store just north of downtown Flint shortly after telling Charmel Teague's daughter she had to leave because she lacked a mask. Two men later came to the store and shot the security guard to death.
Police officers try to help an intoxicated man at a New York subway station, only to realize he's armed. Melvin Montoya, 37, had a bizarre-looking metal pipe stuffed in his pants, turned out to be a gas-operated one-shot rifle. Montoya charged with multiple counts of criminal possession of a weapon. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.